This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Frederica Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, Dynamic Landscaping, and by Nat's Landing. And now, here's your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here with you, as always, on the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show, sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Frederica Pharmacy, Dynamic Landscaping, and by our hosts for this season, Nat's Landing. And now, joining us is the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
Good evening.
All right, so coming off a hard to describe 6-0 loss to the Deerfield Windsor Academy Knights. It was the best, disjointed is the best way I can describe the play Friday night. You just can never seem to get things going and keep them going.
Yeah, we couldn't find any momentum. We had our opportunities. We just couldn't capitalize on it. And I told the kids, you know, all week I thought it was going to be a pretty close game and be tough. Then the weather, of course, around 12 o'clock didn't help anybody because it flooded the whole school and we were all trying to get the kids out of the building at 2. And we were supposed to have a pep rally and all that stuff, so it was kind of chaotic. And the kids were all trying to help get water out of the building. So, you know, it's just kind of a discombobulated, like you said, a little bit afternoon, trying to get everything back in there, and then we had to go play right after all that. I thought the field held up really well, you know, and I thought we played hard. We just couldn't capitalize on some plays, and, you know, in the end, I thought defensively we played really well. Offensively, we just didn't make things happen. There were things there, and we couldn't execute, and, you know, I think as the game wore on, we wore down, and that was a big difference between 24 kids and their 56 or 57 kids they got on the roster. So I mean, we've talked about it all year. That's going to be a difference maker when our kids are playing both ways and they got guys just going one way. And you can see that Friday night, the third and fourth quarter, it was tough offensively because we didn't have playmakers on the field because a lot of the guys were just cramming up and exhausted. So you know, but. No excuse for that. We just got to play through it. We got to figure out a way to make it happen. But, you know, I thought the kids fought hard, played hard, and we just came up short, just didn't capitalize on some opportunities.
Yeah, I think, like you said, the field looked like it held up with the exception of the north end zone, which was, you know, partially underwater. Yeah. The field did hold up very, very well, but yet still you just had a hard time getting anything going, but specifically the run game had a hard time finding lanes and getting the inside game going. How much of that was Deerfield Windsor just being good at stopping the run versus being down your starting center?
Well, I think the flu that week was rough, and then the concussions, you know, and I had a turner there. And then also Trey was sick, didn't get back to practice till Thursday. So, you know, you start doing that and you got guys trying to play both ways, it kind of gets you. But I think for us, you know, we're at a disadvantage up front anyway because of our size, and then they throw in a couple guys that are 250, 260, and you're battling as hard as you can, but you can't move anybody. But I thought the kids, you know, short notice, trying to get everything put together. It was one of those crazy weeks last week where we didn't even get to practice on Tuesday because of the lightning. And then Wednesday, we didn't go out by 5:15, 5:30 because of lightning. And then Thursday, we had to bring the kids in Thursday morning to practice. And then we brought and came in the afternoon. So it was a really discombobulated week altogether. And trying to stay in a rhythm is hard to do.
This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, for all the difficulty that we had getting things going on offense, Deerfield Windsor seemed to be suffering of the same thing. Big contributor in that was the play of Jack Chumalone. I think he was just a massive disruptor against their offense all night.
Yeah, Jack did a good job in the middle and nose, creating some problems. I thought our linebackers did a good job. Secondary played well. You know, we took things away from them. They just had one play. At the end of the night, I think they had 23 yards total offense, and 48 of it was on the one run. You know, and that was out of the guy getting his helmet knocked on. They gave him a water break and all that stuff. You know, but can't give up a big play in a tight game like that, you know, especially out of a kind of a water timeout. And like, hey, we can't do that. So, you know, but for us, you know, Jack blocks a punt. We get good field position, didn't execute. Then we take one of the drives in the fourth quarter and go all the way down to the seven and couldn't punch it in. You know, we got guys like, Coach, I just can't run anymore. I'm like, oh, God, this is not, you know, we were out of gas. We were just trying to figure out a way to coast it in and get there and get it parked and get out of there with a 7-6 win. And, you know, we just couldn't make it happen. And we missed, I mean, then after that, we missed the opportunity when Cannon was wide open on the sideline. We underthrew the ball there. If we get him the ball down the field, might have a chance to score right there, and we still go ahead and hopefully win 7-6. But, you know, we couldn't make a play, and that's what happened. And you got to give Deerfield credit. They made plays when they needed to. And they had their back against the wall on the 7-yard line and come out and made a stand.
I meant to look back through the records this week and just did not find the time to do so. Is this the first time that the Knights have been shut out since the last state championship game against John Millish?
Might have been. I don't know. I hadn't looked back at it either, to be honest. So
you're always looking forward. You're not.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't really look back to what went on in the past, but yeah, I'm not sure. I know we played some hard fought games with some people, but you know, I think we're 0-3 against Deerfield, and we lost that one 6-0. We lost one to them 18-14. We lost to them the first time, what, 14-13 or some crazy thing, or 14-3 or something. First time we played them.
I want to say it was 14-6.
It might have been.
That seems to be standing out.
But it's, you know, those games with them have always been real close, within a touchdown, and here we, you know, again. So it's a good competitive game. I thought the kids played hard. We just didn't. We just couldn't capitalize on their mistakes, and we couldn't make some plays when we needed to, and that's what happened at the end of the night. You know, so hopefully this Friday, you know, or this Thursday, we can make some plays here and there and create some energy on offense and defense. I just kind of thought we were a little bit flat Friday night because it didn't feel like we had any energy, but again, a lot of things went on during the week that kind of got us out of the rhythm because of the weather and then more weather.
I mean, did I hear right? Was it 10 inches of rain on Saturday, on Friday alone?
Listen, I don't know. I think we had the guy that had the rain gauge in the back, and he had his rain gauge went to 6 inches, and it was running out of it at 6 inches in the back back there. So we knew that some of those clouds dropped somewhere between, I think we dropped probably about anywhere between 6 to 8 inches of rain at school within 2 hours, and that's crazy. You know, we were trying to move cars out of the parking lot. It was flooding the parking lot. It was bad. But, you know, I thought our kids did a pretty good job rallying and playing the game at the end of the night. You know, Coach Nash did a good job getting everything set up and ready.
Showing their mettle. More to come on the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. But first, these words from our sponsors.
Under the Friday night lights, we're at a weekend practice. Sports injuries happen fast. But Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is already on your team. Trusted by local schools across Glynn County and coastal Georgia. Across our 3 clinics, we bring that same athletic expertise to active families with fast, convenient care. Backed by Southeast Georgia Health System, we're here to get you back safely in the game. Visit sghs.org/summit to learn more. That's sghs.org/SUMMIT.
Tired of that boring backyard? Dynamic Landscape is your local answer to creating your outdoor dream space. Landscaping, lawn maintenance, new design and installation, hardscapes, synthetic turf, landscape lighting, and more. Dynamic Landscape has the best solutions for your outdoor project. Give Dynamic Landscape a call today and schedule a quote, 912-574-5488, or check them out online at dynamic-landscape.com.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Barrett on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak, and this segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, Frederica Pharmacy, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which of course means it's time to talk about the health of the team. Already had trouble with the concussion bug so far this season. How's everything been so far this week?
I think everybody's, well, Turner's still out with the symptoms. Miles is out right now with bruised ribs. And Clifton went out with a concussion this week, so from Friday night. So we got two with concussions, one with bruised ribs. I think everybody else is back. So we got 25 this week out of 28.
Is it time to invest in some more Angel guards, the Angel helmets? Is it just bad luck? Why don't you stop saying the C word?
We got 50 of them back there. So if they want to put them on, they can put them on. You know, I've got them back there in the storage room. A lot of them don't like to wear them because they say it makes their helmet feel heavy. But the Guardian caps are back there. We got all that stuff. You know, I don't know. It's kind of a challenging thing. I got to figure out something with it because we got these 5-star helmets and they're not holding up under the conditions of getting hit somehow. So, you know, with that, we got those 25 guys. We'll go out this week, try to get better and go play. You know, we got to execute. We got to do a lot of things really, really well for the Valwood's pretty good football team.
Yeah, short week for you this week. Valwood game Thursday night, 7:30 kickoff in Hayhira. And I know we've talked about this before, but especially when you're going up against a traditional rival like Valwood, how much of an impact is it losing that day's worth of practice during the week?
Mel won't ask me that next Wednesday. Not sure. You know, I thought we brought the kids in Sunday to watch film. We went over film with them, but you can't really do a whole lot on Sunday. You want to just get them in for an hour and a half, watch film, kind of talk about what we need to do, and then get them out. And then, knock on wood, we've had a pretty good week of practice. You know, getting our times-wise, we haven't been stopped or whatever. But we also had a short Tuesday practice because we had senior college night, so practice had to be cut short there too. People don't understand the obstacles of what we go through every day in what we do, and we're just made to work around everybody else.
Because this isn't like a pro player. This isn't like, you know, somebody that this is their job. There is life that goes on around it. It's academics. It is their future. It's figuring out what they're going to do for college and figuring out, you know, a part-time job and how to make that fit around football practice and recruiting and college applications and all that. I wouldn't be able to pull this off. These are some outstanding young men that you've got here.
We were talking about it today. I was reading the article about Kurt Cignetti there in Indiana, talking about his practices are an hour and 30 minutes. And I was like, man, it would be great if you had an offense and a defense, and they never had to intermingle at all. You didn't have to flip practice off, and all your kids didn't have to flip. But at the same time, you know, I think our kids do a great job. But you said it exactly the way it needed to be said. It's like, we're trying to do all these things, we're trying to get prepared, but at the same time, life goes on. You still got life. And so they had to go to those meetings, and that was fine. And we knew that was coming up. And like I said, we scheduled it to help Valwood because they're out of school on Friday. And so, you know, we just have to suck it up and go on. But, you know, at the same time, you have some obstacles and you have to prepare for them. And I thought our kids done a pretty good job of that. And I think our coaches have too.
Yeah. You are listening to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So it's got to be a tough matchup this Thursday simply because of the, well, let's go ahead and address the elephant in the room, the whole situation with Stanton Beverly, family moving, transferring to the school. You know, he's still got, you know, friends on the team. There are still members of the squad that are friends with him. And he's a great kid, and he's going to be going places. I still think he's going to find a home in the college ranks and be playing some on Saturdays if he finds the right fit. How do you balance that with what's gone on behind the scenes? I know there's been some drama, and you know, we tried to limit that as much as possible, but there's always going to be the drama.
Just don't talk about it. I don't pay any attention to it. Don't pay any notice to it. It don't bother me. We just go to work. We got to coach the kids that we got. We can't worry about the ones we don't anymore. Stanton's a great kid, great player. He'll do his thing. That was their choice. That was their decision. But for us, we got to coach our kids up. We got to go play. And I know it'll be – our kids are, you know, they're excited to go play. They're still good friends with Stanton. And and that's great, you know. But at the same time, we got to go compete, and that's what competition's all about. You see these guys in the NFL and all that stuff all the time. They're buddies, but when it's time to go play, they're going to go compete, give their best effort. And that's what we're going to try to do Friday night or Thursday night.
Do you think it gives the team at least a little bit of an advantage knowing what his tendencies are and what his skill level is, and seeing, you know, lining up with him and across from him in practice for, you know, the last several years?
I don't know. I don't know if we got any tendencies or advantages. They do something. They do a lot of stuff similar to what we do. But you know, he's a playmaker, so everybody looks for tendencies and advantages with a guy like that. Even when, you know, when he played for us, that was what they did. What did he do really well here? What did he do well there? But you know, they got a really good team up front. Their offensive line's huge. Their skill kids are really good. Their tailback is phenomenal. He's a really hard runner. They got two kids that play tailback, and they get downhill in a hurry. And their offensive line does a great job up front. So he's going to be well protected. He's got a good group over there right now. You know, they've been blessed. They've got like 14 kids in the last 4 weeks. So, you know, so went from a roster of 29. I think they've got a roster of 43, maybe 45 right now. So it's just one of those things, you know.
So is it sort of like one of the situations like we had, you know, almost a decade ago, where when you've got those exciting playmakers like Jalen and Jayshon, to where people want to play with them. People are more willing to come and make the sacrifice just to be able to say that they played with these two.
I think what it boals down to is you got Lowndes, Valdosta, and them are big programs, and some of those guys weren't in that mix there. So you go to Valwood and play for them, and it don't hurt you to go over because it's private school. So. So that's what they did. I think they've got a good group of kids, and they've got them in there, and they're all working. They've been there now for four or five weeks. So, you know, what we've got to do is take care of our business, and we got to go play them. We got to be physical up front. We got to try to generate some turnovers. We got to get them out of rhythm. And then on offense, you know, we got to capitalize on any mistakes that they make, and special teams. We got to be special on special teams at times, and maybe generate a mistake, maybe capitalize on something at the same time. So it's going to be a challenge, but it's nothing we know about when we go to play Valwood. We've played them every year, I think, for the last 13 years. So let's go get on the bus and go play. It ain't nothing, ain't no secrets between us and them.
There you go. We'll be right back to the Fred Reeder Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics. And just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Because life moves fast, you don't have time to get sick. Stop by Frederica Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy, and get the personalized care you need to be healthy during flu season. Simply walk into Frederica Pharmacy at 3603 Frederica Road on St. Simons to get your flu shot. 912-357-2357. That's 912-357-2357. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
This football season, be sure to catch the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick live every Wednesday night at 7 at Nats Landing on St. Simons in Redfern Village. With 16 TVs and the massive projector screen on the deck, Nats Landing is your football home all season long. Fresh local shrimp from Sea Island Shrimp Company, double fried wings, and more. Dine in or call 912-638-7378 for something to go. And be sure to follow Nats Landing on Facebook and Instagram for specials and events.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak, and this segment is brought to you by Dynamic Landscaping and by Nats Landing. So, once again, Valwood Valiants. Thursday night this week, not Friday night lights. It's Thursday night lights. We head over to Hayhira for the annual matchup with the Valiants. Like you said, like you said to us during the break, it's not like we're reinventing the wheel here.
Yeah, it's not. We're just trying to get good reps, you know, right now. Trying to get everybody back in the swing of it. We've got some new guys, you know, and trying to get everybody going and rotate in. And you have an injury, you got to get somebody, something figured out and get guys in that. So, it's a challenge. At the first part of the season, it's a challenge every year at Frederica. And we say that because you get some that haven't been here all summer and then they're here. And you got to get them acclimated, you got to get them ready. And so right now, we're just trying to get reps for guys, and if you get injured, you got to plug some younger guys in and get them ready, and it's a challenge for us, and that's just the way it is because of the lack of depth. But at the same time, I guess that's what makes it exciting for everybody to see what we're able to come up with. Sometimes I think that we're just like, we're tired from trying to come up with new ideas and create, something like you said, reinvent the wheel sometimes to maximize our production. But for us, we just got to go out and go to work, let the kids play, and, you know, let those seniors lead. And I think they want to take care of some business, and hopefully they go out there and we can execute, play well, and give ourselves a chance to be in the game at the end.
One of the biggest issues that you've had, or the team has had, and this seems like a year-after-year kind of thing, is limiting the big play. How do you coach that? How do you teach, you know, that one in a million play that sneaks through the cracks?
I think some of that one in a million is, we made a very good point about it this year, is you develop kids for a couple years and then they're not with you, you know, or they graduate, and some of those younger kids have to come through and make plays, and you give up big plays when you got a lot of kids with inexperience, and you got freshmen and you got some sophomores that haven't played. But, you know, when you really, the guys that have been here playing for 2 or 3 years, they've seen a lot of things. So, you know, they're kind of used to it. But other teams know when they look on the roster, oh, they're starting a freshman right here at safety, or they're playing a sophomore or freshman right here that don't have a ton of reps. So that's what's so hard about limiting that is, you know, you work at a place where we're at, and we've talked about it numerous times this year, is who's going to be with us next year? You know, after you develop and you work and do things, who's going to stick with it? And I think that's where we're at in the crossroads right now, is who's going to stick with it? And I hope all of them stick with it and work. But that is a big challenge for us. That's how you limit the big play, is you get kids that stay in the program for all 4 years. And when you look at kids and staying in the program for all 4 years, I think we've got Jalen, Eli, Clay, Grant, maybe four that have been there all 4 years. And you look at this class, this senior class right here was, we went through and looked at it, was going to have 16 when we first started when we were in eighth grade. We would have had 16 of them. And so now we've got eight kids, half the class, and only a fourth of them stayed all 4 years. So that's how you limit the big play, is you keep guys that stay out there and do that. But, you know, you got to go out there and you got to play, and our kids are going to do that.
This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And there's another trend that I noticed that kind of piggybacks on what you're talking about. That is that it seems to be a family affair. I mean, you know, it's been said you can't spell family without F-A, but, or at least it has on my social media graphics. But it seems like, you know, that you have this trend of brothers playing with brothers. And, you know, multiple players with that same last name, it's almost like they've got a kind of a tradition to uphold amongst each other.
We look at it and you think about all the ones that have come through. There has been a lot of brothers play beside each other and go through. And I would love for them to be able to say, hey, he was my brother in football. You know, it's very interesting. We got a couple right now. I mean, the Johnsons out there right now playing. And you look back through the times, we've had a tradition of that and the family, but it's getting harder and harder with football. It's a tough sport. You know, it's difficult. It's hot. And, you know, our association hasn't helped us a whole lot with keeping kids out with the heat. by moving the season up to start on August the 14th, you know. All the coaches are kind of talking about that right now. It's a challenge, you know, you're getting school started, you're trying to get the kids acclimated, and it's been a challenge for a lot of programs and even us. But, you know, at the same time, I hope our kids enjoy it. It teaches them a lot of life lessons. And what it's going to teach them, there's going to be a lot of hot days during their life. I mean, I'd love to tell them it's all going to be nice and easy and air-conditioned, but it's not. There's going to be a lot of hot days. There's going to be some battles that you got to go through internally. There's going to be some externally, and football teaches those lessons to who's going to be by your side through all of those, who's going to be in that circle, who's going to be those guys that's going to stand beside you through thick and thin. And some of those guys will stay from high school. I got three or four I could call right now, and it wouldn't matter what time I called them in the middle of the night. They'd drop whatever they were doing, and they would be here. And those are some of my high school buddies, and I got some in college that do the same thing. But, you know, that those guys will stick with you, and that's the thing. It's a brotherhood, really, and how you stick with it, what you do. And I think right now our kids are learning that. It's going to be – I mean, we got a tough schedule, so it's going to be that challenge for us. Every week's a battle. So, you know, and how do you keep coming back every week to battle?
We ask that same question of you every single year when we see the schedule for the year. All right, final 60 seconds of the show for this week. I'll do it again. Three things that have to happen Friday night for us to walk out of Hey Hyrule with a dub.
We got to stay on blocks really well. We're going to have three turnovers somehow. We're going to have to score somewhere on special teams as well somehow to make some plays. But, you know, we need some big plays. But the three things is turnovers. We can't turn the ball over. We need them to turn the ball over in the short field. And again, we got to stay on blocks up front, and we're going to have to tackle really well. So probably more than three. I probably gave six. But we're going to have to do a lot of them really, really well Friday night, or Thursday night, sorry. If we go do those things, and we're going to have to be physical, we're going to have to be tough, and mentally we're going to have to battle through a few things. And I think that's some of the challenging in it right now, the heat, the humidity, battling through some of that stuff, and being able to go play and play hard every single play, and I expect our kids to do that.
Frederick Academy takes on Fowlwood Thursday night at 7:30 kickoff. And, of course, we will be back here next Wednesday night for the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come on out and join us. We have a lot of fun. It's a lot of great food at Nats, just like you expect from them. And we would love to have you out here for the coach Brandon Derrick, Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show. Jeff Jokes signing off for the week, but Coach Derrick's got two words he wants to say before we do that.
Go Knights.